farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Safe and pest-free produce is important when facilitating trade, exporting items from the country, and securing Jamaica's agriculture. Stay with us to hear more about the importance of safe exports in today's program. I'm Anjuy James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is reinforcing the importance for the country to meet international requirements in a bid to expand the country's export of safe and pest-free produce. As such, the ministry, through the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch, hosted an exporters forum to sensitize stakeholder groups in the agricultural sector to the opportunities for the export of fresh produce. The participants included fresh produce exporters, representatives from JAMPRO, Jamaica Customs, airline companies, the Jamaica Exporters Association, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture. The purpose of the forum was to explore ways of dealing with export challenges, increasing exports, and taking mitigating steps regarding pest threats while meeting food safety specifications.
The prospects are good for export. The ball is, however, in our court to ensure that we meet the safety and phytosanitary as well as the productivity requirements necessary to expand export agriculture and increase Jamaica's earning capacity. This is a critical component of our exports, our efforts to make the export sector sustainable and a viable contributor to our nation's economy.
Minister of Agriculture Derek Kellyo. Minister Kellyo says in spite of declines in export trade, there are still opportunities for expansion in both the traditional and non-traditional sectors. He says, however, that while the market continues to expand, the demand for non-traditional produce is outstripping the supply at this time.
If we are to improve our ability to meet demand, we must improve our consistency of supply, increase certification of our produce, and direct marketing relationships, which would actually render our produce more competitive.
Minister Kelly says the current challenges being faced while seeking to expand the export sector are impacted largely by three components: the need for increased production and productivity, improved food safety and global certification mechanisms, and the establishment of a vibrant export platform. He says the Agriculture Ministry is pursuing deliberate strategies to boost production and productivity in the agricultural sector with the aim of supplying the local domestic market and the demands for Jamaican produce in external markets. And now for our proverb of the day. Bad things never have owner. And this means, when there is success, everyone is quick to boast about the hand, real or imagined, which they played. If, however, the person is guilty or there is reprehensible action, they seem to fade into oblivion. In the same way, if a project or an event has failed, no architects or contributors are found.
More than 400 Jamaicans in the diaspora, including 100 investors, will converge on the Montego Bay Convention Center from June 13 to 18 for the 6th Biennial Diaspora Conference. Jamaica and the Diaspora, linking for growth and prosperity.
That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjuy James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers. Do have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.